Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, America? This your boy Vague, a.k.a. Mr. Grind Season TV.com. And you rocking with my sister Emma right now on E2K on the spot. It's real talk, it's real life. You already know, let's get it.
Once again, it's on. It's your boy Fred the Godson, a.k.a. Big Bronx, a.k.a. Mr. So Crazy himself. Representing that TBM, that block work, that takeover. And you're checking out E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life. With the sexy Emma, Miss BX. What up, baby?
Yeah. Shout out to Fred the Godson and Vague for that one. Yeah, it's Saturday, man. Another Saturday. Saturday, yay, yay. E2K on the spot, real talk, real life with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And I'm here, man. I'm here. Blessed I'm here because I've been doing the I've been having my boxing gloves on for the last week, but seriously, today, I've been like, having to fight this devil that is, he's just like trying to take over, trying. I use the word trying because, you know, I'm not going to give him a chance. Hell to the no. It ain't popping off that way. But happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday today. Shout out to all those that are out in the club doing their thing. Shout out to all the listeners, all my Facebookers. Thank you, everybody. Everybody's on the set already. My Facebookers, the Ustream is on. You already know I'm on the Ustream, www.lushradioonline.com or e2kmagazineonline.com. You can also call in 347-826-7722. And we're going to get into a real hot topic today, one that I've been discussed for a while. And being that I'm going through what I'm going through today, well, I said, why not? So, boom, here goes. The topic for today is called depression. All right? We're going to talk about the symptoms of depression and what do you do for your depression. You know, everybody now and then, even the strong ones, have their weak days and their weak moments. Like I have today, I have a very weak day today. But what do you do to strengthen that weak moment, you know, because we all have it, you know what I'm saying? But what do you do to make it solid for yourself, you know? There's people that will go out and just go, you know, hang out or have a drink or whatever it is. I want to know what you do for your depression. And then I'm going to read out some symptoms of depression. For some people that, in case you don't know the signs, your partner, your children, anybody around you could be experiencing it and you're not even really aware that it's happening. But maybe if I read out some of the symptoms, it'll kind of get you more aware and in tune that this person or this family member or whatever have you can be experiencing depression, you know, right in front of you without you not even knowing it. So, call in 347-826-7722 and let's talk about depression, symptoms of depression. You know, that's what we're discussing today. So I'm going to read something here that I found, and it's actually a little list here of symptoms of depression. And here it goes. Okay. Depression, also known as major depressive disorder, can be challenging to manage because your symptoms may not be limited to just one episode and may return without an appropriate treatment plan. Symptoms that remain after initial antidepressant treatment are known as unresolved symptoms. According to the DSM number 4, a medical reference commonly used by healthcare professionals to aid in diagnosis, a major depressive episode consists of many of the following symptoms occurring nearly every day for at least 2 weeks. Depressed mood most of the day, feeling sad or empty, tearful, significant loss of interest or pleasure in activities that used to be enjoyable, significant weight loss when not dieting, or weight gain, decrease or increase in appetite, difficulty sleeping or sleeping too much, agitation or slowly down of thoughts and reduction of physical movement, fatigue or loss of energy, feeling of worthlessness and inappropriate guilt, poor concentration or having difficulty making decisions, and thinking about death or suicide. So those right there that I just read to you are just some symptoms of depression. You know, and of course, if you know someone or you yourself are experiencing more than one of those symptoms, then it's definitely something you need to address and hopefully take a look at and hopefully do something about it, you know, because those right there are signs of depression, and you could be experiencing depression without even knowing it. There's some people that don't know it and are, you know, are experiencing it until they see, like, those symptoms. They're like, wow, oh, sure, I didn't even know that I was feeling that way or whatever have you. So it's serious. Depression is serious. It could cause you to do things that you normally wouldn't do, not feeling that way, you know. I want to read out something that one of my partners, Lush Radio Online, one of my co-hosts, which is TDI, has his shows on Monday. He wants me to plug this for him, so I will do so. And he's supporting this, so we support it. It says here, get involved with the WFA talent show. All types of talent and all age are welcome. This is for New York City, by the way. Held at Holy Cross School. The address is 620 Thiriot Avenue, Bronx, New York, 10473. And it's from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. If you or someone you know is interested, then make sure to email lushradioonline@gmail.com for more information. The deadline is February 18, 2011. So let's make this happen, okay? So anybody that's interested in knowing about this talent show, all type of talents and all age are welcome. Please make sure to contact, you know, I'm just going to give you TDI's email. What is TDI's email? TDI's email is TDI Needs, Needs, music@gmail.com. So contact him straight if you're interested in this. Again, that's TDI Needs, Needs, music@gmail.com. Feel free to contact him directly, and he will give you more information as far as that showcasing is concerned. And it is for all ages, and everybody's welcome, so make sure you check that out. So our topic for today is depression, 347-826-7722. I'm interested to know, how is it that you deal with your depression? You know, sometimes it's just a momentary thing. You know, sometimes we just get into a funk, and sometimes the funk, people confuse it, you know. You can be, like, in a funk. Like, sometimes, you know, people can be funky and just don't want to be bothered or whatever, and that's all good. You know what I'm saying? We all human. We all entitled to our days. We don't want to be bothered. But when those feelings keep happening, and now you're going on a week feeling the same way, 2 weeks, 3 months, now you're going on to a year or two and you're still doing the same thing. It's like, you know, you really, really, really need to take a look at that. There's some people that live like that. They just can't help it, you know. It's sad, but there's just some people that can't really help feeling that way. And it's almost like they're trapped, you know, which is crazy. You know, like, who wants to feel like that? Like, trapped in their own skin and stuff. Nobody, you know. So, anyway, so I want to go, I'm going to go into the phones. I'm just going to play this music while I am, because I'm doing the board and everything today. I'm multitasking today. And you know, trying to get out of my funk and out of my depression, call me. Make me laugh. 3-4-10-8-2-6-7-7-2-2. Or follow me on Facebook, which is /ME2K. On the Twitter, /ME2K. And tell me a joke or something. Make me laugh. And I'm going to play for you. Just got one is a magic number. Because I am number one.
No hay nadie más que yo. Uno es el número mágico. En vida y en muerte, uno es todo. ¿Comprende? If I multiply 2 times 2, is it really?
Number, man, one. You're only one person. You only live in one life, and you have to fight that one demon that's always coming at you, trying to keep you down and keep you on that state of depression. You know, it's serious. You know, this topic is serious. Not a lot of people like to talk about it. Some people actually think it's funny. When other people are actually going through the depressing stage, you know, they're like, oh, that they're weak or whatever, or they just can't handle life. I mean, yes and no. You know, that could be true or not. You know, again, you know, some people just have their off days. It's just, some, you know, certain days that you just want to yell and scream and be like, yo, you know. especially for those single parents, both female or male, you know, that are, you know, trying to do their one-twos and their proper parenting. And sometimes it just gets overwhelming, you know, when you're carrying so much on your shoulders and a lot of people are relying on you. So when you take especially a role of leadership, you know, there's a lot that weighs on you. A lot of people look at you, expect things from you. They expect a certain behavior or certain actions that need to take place as far as you're concerned. And when that doesn't happen, you know, you can be ridiculed for that, you know. And people don't really see sometimes the pressure that they can put on you and the state of depression they can put on you. You know, by doing that, people sometimes, you know, overlook that that situation or the situation that they can put you in, you know. But lucky that I'm a strong individual, and I take that, and actually that makes me struggle and fight much harder when I get that overwhelmed feeling, you know. To me, I get, I want to eat. You know, there's some people that stop eating or whatever. I'm one of those emotional eaters, which is not a good thing for me. Especially when I set my goal out this year, you know, to lose weight and stuff. You know, to lose at least 15 pounds. You know, I don't want to, you know, crack it, none of that. And I'm not trying, you know, and I don't have a contract for modeling, so I don't need to be a size 0 or 4. I'm still comfortable in a double-digit number, you know. I don't have a problem with being double digits and all that. I just want to make sure that my double digits is toned up, you know. And I'm just not all over the place. And, you know, that's it. Just want to keep myself together. You know what I'm saying? You know, keep the twin perk and intention. You know, and just be healthy, you know, just be healthy. So, you know, we're discussing today depression and symptoms of depression and what exactly do you do for your depression. Call in 347-826-7722 and let me know what you do when you you know, in a state of depression, when you're feeling not so great, you know. Sometimes, like I said, people have their off days, and you're entitled to that, you know. Sometimes not everything goes great, even when you try to paint a perfect picture to people. There's a lot of people that do that too, you know. They don't want to show how they're really feeling, so they paint this marvelous picture of, you know, of to everybody, or they post on Facebook, or I'm traveling the world and I'm having such an awesome time. And little do we know, like, once they log off, they're, like, crying and binge eating or drinking or, you know, or doing whatever they do to console themselves when they feel that way. You know, do you have someone that you can call? You know, sometimes that helps when you can just pick up the phone and just call somebody and be like, listen, I feel depressed, whatever, and somebody will chop it up with you. Not everybody has that, though. So what do you do when you don't have that, when you don't have someone that you can just call up or go see or stuff like that and discuss your depression? You know, what do you do? Well, I'm going to tell you what I did today. Y'all ready for this? I mean, this is not for everybody. Everybody got to find their way and their niche and, you know. I'm a writer, so yes, you know, a lot of my depression I release through pen and paper. And I write, you know, I write poetry, or I get into, you know, my book that I'm currently, you know, in the works of, and, you know, anything that requires writing, I'll do it. That calms me, that kind of stresses me out. I mean, you know, releases my stress a little bit, my depression. But when I'm on that, when it's heavy, like when it's heavy that I feel that it's heavy, you know, that I spend more than a week home and don't want to come out and stuff like that, I have to go shopping. Typical woman, right? I have to buy something. I don't care what it is. It could be curtains. It could be a freaking pen. It don't even matter where I end up. It could be Macy's. Like, it could be the dollar store. I don't even care where it is or what the store is. It could be Home Depot. I don't care what the store is. I just want to go in there and purchase something. And that makes me feel good. You know, like, go figure. And it doesn't have to be, like, a big object or a big item. Just the fact that I purchased something. I'll go in the stores and just to look for something and to purchase. That's simple for me. You know, that doesn't work for everybody. But that worked for me. So today, shout out to PC Richards. I went to PC Richards and I bought myself a flat screen for my room. You know, I had a flat screen, but I had a little one. Mine was like about 15 or 17 inch. So I went and got a 32. And I feel happy. Not happy, I feel better, let's just say. It made me feel better. I shot, I bought me a TV, and it made me feel better. But again, that's just, you know, for me. You have to find your own niche. Call me, 347-826-7722, and let me know how you deal with your state of depression. Again, it could be as simple as you can just make a phone call and call somebody up and you know, and just talk. Just talking. Conversation, as simple as a conversation. You know, that works for some people. For some people, it doesn't. I'm interested to know what works for you. You know, what works for you? Because what works for me doesn't work for you. And what may work for you doesn't work for me. But if we can help other people out and just giving them suggestions on other things that they can do and other things they can kind of concentrate themselves on. Excuse me. Yes. Oh, shout out to Giselle who's on the check-in. Yes, Ma, sometimes we do have to treat ourselves and not cheat ourselves. You know, Giselle from Florida, who's on the check-in on Facebook, says that's right, sometimes we have to treat ourselves and not cheat ourselves. And you know what? A lot of times we do that. A lot of times we cheat ourselves. I don't know why. I don't know why. But we do that a lot. So just for you, Giselle, I'm going to play Fabulous, Killing Them. Because you're killing them, girl.
Should've seen her come to me when I called her. Slow strut like
she walking to the altar. Handbag on her arm costs four bills. And she ain't got a bag brought or steel. Often imitated, never duplicated. They say she a dime, I say she underrated. I just met her, so the next solution. Dead my old chick, execution.
You what's up, girl? Ain't gotta ask it. I dead them all now, I buy the casket. They should arrest you, or whoever dressed you. Ain't gonna stress you, but I'ma let you know, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them. You be killing them.
Had to let you know.
You be killing them. You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
All the ladies.
All the ladies. You be killing them.
Like to congratulate you. Congratulations.
You be killing them, girl. You be killing them.
Kenya just came from the gym clothes. In a fitted cap and some Timbos. In a pair of flats, well trimmed toes. Camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes. You still killing them hoes.
Yeah, and shout out to Giselle. That went out to Giselle. Just letting you know, girl, you be killing them. You be killing them. I be seeing them photos on Facebook you be posting, girl. You definitely be killing them. I'm digging your stab. You know, so that's what's up. So, okay, so back to the topic. Shout out to the streamers. Shout out to the Facebookers. All those that have followed me on the Twitter. Twitter is Emma E2K, E2K underscore magazine, and Lush Radio Online. Facebook is Emma E2K, E2K Magazine, Inc., and Lush Radio Online. Make sure that you follow us, follow everything that we're doing, and definitely support our movements. Our movements are always positive. Everything we try to do is always, you know, in the name of staying positive and stuff. We're organizing for our code drive, which is the Carl Blaze third year code drive. We still don't have an exact location for it. That's why I have not gave a date or name of location. We're working on it for it to be by this month, hopefully. If not by the end of this month, the beginning of next. So that's definitely on the works. So stay tuned for that. As soon as I have further information, I will definitely make sure I get that out to you. Just checking everybody that's on the, that's what's up. Shout out to Tammy Feliciano, who's on the check-in on Facebook. That's good. She's streaming. And just, you know, just trying to do what I do, girl. You know, just trying to keep this powerful women movement that we have going on, everybody doing their own thing in their own borough, in their own state, but it's still all the same thing around. So I want to talk about a serious matter today. You know, I want to talk about depression is what I'm talking about. Y'all can also hit me on the Facebook, on the IM, and I'll gladly read out whatever, you know, you girls or you got or gentlemen want to say. Or you can call in 347-826-7722. Whoever don't want to call in can actually just answer me through the Facebook, and I'll gladly, you know, read it out. So we're talking about depression. And I read out some of the symptoms of depression, you know. So just in case you are with someone that is experiencing these symptoms, you can know what it's, you know, what it's about and, you know, where it's stemming from. And I explained what I did, you know, for my depression. Today I went up, bought a black screen. Not everybody can do that, but, you know, sometimes just as little as me going even to the dollar store and me spending $5 or even $1, $2 that I purchase something, that makes me feel like grand. But that's just me. You know, it's not even the amount or even what I buy because I can go in anywhere, you know, and it's just, I guess, the point of just going through the motion and of doing it. You see my son's feet? Yeah, he's trying to crawl, so you don't see him, but you just see his toes. So that's how we do, though. Real talk, real life, wherever it's okay. And her children calling, we're back. Yeah, so, you know, we keep it funky. So depression, that could depress me right now on my children's day, but I'm not going to let it. Might as well keep going, don't freeze. So, little Flintstone prickly toes, right? So, anyway. So, call in or let me know. Tell me, what do you do for depression? You know, every now and then somebody may get depressed and not understand why or just shake it off. Some people are good at that. Some people just shake it off and be like, whatever. You know, some people feed into it and it gets them even more sick. You know, you can get actually physically sick from depression. Somebody being depressed can actually get physically sick. I know a couple of my friends, I know some personal friends that when they get depressed and stressed out and all that, they physically get sick, you know, where they have to go to the hospital and stuff like that because it affects them that way. And that's horrible. You know what I'm saying? That's horrible. There's some people that live that way. They just can't help it. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, really, they are, like, on the up and up. They can't help it. It's something that doesn't allow them to really, like, either fight it off or they don't have the, I don't even want to say the strength because I believe that one way or another everybody has the strength to do that. But, you know, there's just some days that, you know, we just get those blows like, whoa, and, you know, we catch them in our ribs and we be like, whew, okay, that was a strong one. That was a strong one, you know. And again, we can either keep going with it or that'll dead stop us, you know. Today I was experiencing some of that, like I said, and, you know, and not to sound repetitive, you know, but that's what the point of the show is today, which is speaking about depression. You know, there's a lot of people that we know. All this sickness that's going around, people getting sick, the flu and all that, a lot of the time it stems from depression, you know, and they don't even know where it stems from. So I'm going to go into the phones, 516-516, y'all with Emma E2K, E2K on the spot. Who's this and where you calling from?
How are you, darling? This is Rodney, Green Eye Rodney from New York City.
Rodney, how are you? Peace to you, man.
Peace, love, and happiness, baby. How are you?
I'm good. You know, just getting into the serious topic today, which is depression. You know, a lot of people don't like talking about it. You know, it's like a taboo almost, that word depression. But it's a real fact. it's real. So, you know, so we definitely going to discuss it. I have my little bit of depression, like, this whole week. And then today it came, like, really bad. Like, I was like, whoa, wait a minute. And I ran out. I went and bought myself a TV, a flat screen.
Okay.
You know, people deal with it differently, you know. That was my way, how I handled it today. And it made me feel better. Not completely gone. I'm still feeling it a little bit. But it gave me, I don't know, like a sense of accomplishment, some sort of. That I was able to buy that, I came back, and now, you know, that I don't have it as bad. What do you do when you go through your depression? How do you handle your depression? What do you do?
Well, that's a very good question because I don't know if you know my credentials or not, but I studied psychology for over 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I suffered. I was a victim of depression myself. Okay, but you're asking me what do I do? Okay, but first of all, we gotta address the topic of how many types of depression there is. Like right now, a lot of people can be suffering from like winter depression. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they don't know what to do with themselves because, you know, the daylight savings time and, you know, they get home, it's already dark, so on and so forth. And mm-hmm. for the single people, you know, it's like they go home to an empty home. And, of course, you know, a house is not a home unless you have some, there's love in it, you know.
Right.
Like for myself, you know, I come home to an empty home, but I'm used to it for 4 years. You know, I suffered from deep depression. I suffered from it. But you know what? The only way you can get over from depression is by talking about it. I believe that you have to talk about it. There's nothing wrong with seeing a therapist. You're not crazy. You believe you would be astonished by the statistics of people who have depression, especially in the teens, you know, and depression is no joke, put it that way, point blank, you know. Mm-hmm. And then what the sad part is that when a lot of people, you know, fall into the big D category, they seek instant gratification through substance abuse, you know. Mm-hmm. So they try to mask their problems or their depression, as we're talking about, with right. narcotics as an instant gratification. But the problem still lies, you know. So I think that, you know, as a man of faith and spirituality, I believe that depression is a really, really big tool from that the enemy, the adversary, uses when he sees us in a very vulnerable state, you know, especially of mind, body, and soul. When he sees us in a state where we are getting comfortable, and excuse my language, we're getting comfortable in our own shit, because a lot of us do that. Once we get into our own comfort zone, we stay there, you know, and that's when people begin to either gain weight, lose weight, you know, and a whole bunch of other things start to come into their life. They just feel like lying down, dying. Many people do commit suicide behind depression. But like I said, I believe that depression comes from the adversary. Now, treatment. Talk about it, okay? Another thing, number two, motivation. You must find the strength. Pray to whatever your higher power may be, okay? If you're an atheist, whatever it may be, or whatever, if you don't believe in God, pray to something more powerful than you are, to give you the strength to revive you, because you need to be revived. You need that strength, because depression, I mean, literally drains you. I mean, completely takes all of the energy out of you, and you feel like not doing anything. All the things you used to like to do, you don't do them anymore. You don't take care of yourself. You let yourself go, put it that way, you know. And then you years later, or however, you know, many years it takes, or however much time it takes, you look in the mirror and say, wow, you know, I'm really fucked up, you know. And but the good thing about it is that, number one, there's a God up there. Number two, there's so much help out there. You know, I mean, there is so much help out there. Just this line alone, just this topic alone, just you discussing this topic alone is helping others, you know. And, of course, you know, along with seeking help, you know, a lot of people don't realize when they start getting into their elderly age or whatever the case may be, they may have chemical imbalances. you know, mm-hmm. which may cause their depression that's been dormant to all of a sudden rise and explode. And all of a sudden they like, wow, where did this come from so hard? But meanwhile, all along they had a chemical imbalance. But when depression came and all the symptoms of depression and the signs of depression came in, it really hit them hard. They did not know how to react to it, you know.
But it's also true that there's a lot of people that, you know, like with any problem or any situation that sometimes people get into, they're like mm-hmm. in some sort of denial, you know, because the word depression, the big D word, for you to admit or even say, oh, I'm depressed, you know, it goes back to, oh, you must be crazy. You know, you're crazy or you got, you know, problems. But don't we all have problems? Like, who is perfect here?
Hello.
Who's a person that doesn't go through their days? Even the most strongest person, the most well-educated person that has millions of dollars and all that, everybody goes through their depression. I know a lot of rich people that go through more depression than the poor people that I know.
Absolutely. I agree.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not about monetary, about, oh, if I, you know, it kills me. Like, people be like, oh, man, if I was rich, if I had $10 million, I wouldn't have no problems. Or if I had this, I wouldn't have no problem. Or if I got that, I wouldn't have no problems. We always going to have problems. Where are you living at?
Yeah.
You know, we always going to have problems. Like, but in addressing it, like you said, talking about it, really pointing it out, like, oh, wow, okay, I have a problem. I get depressed when it's wintertime because I can't go outside, or I get depressed when I see all the snow, or I get all depressed because I'm a single person or because I'm a single parent that's raising children and I'm just stressed out right now. Everybody has their moment of weakness. But the key thing is, what do you do when you're at that point? Some people just flow with it, and they go into a deeper, deeper, deeper depression. Then it becomes crazy because it becomes doctors have to be involved and all that. You know, people stop eating. There's people that just lay up on a bed and will not get up and feed their kids or won't go to work. I mean, it gets to the point that's very, very severe. It's serious, even for children,
yeah.
for kids and teenagers. I mean, you know, they break up with their partner and they feel, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. They're never going to meet no one again because this, you know, so-called person told them they love them. And because they're so young, they don't understand there's a tomorrow, there's next week, there's another month, you know, that we still have to live. So it's hard. It's hard. There's nothing easy about depression.
Oh, no, there's nothing.
But you got to do something about it.
There's nothing easy about it, but you just hit it. I mean, you really said the key right there when you talk about it, and, you know, that's what friends are for. You know, when you share something with a friend, you know, I mean, love can turn into obsession and so on and so forth. Friendship mm-hmm. is about sharing. You know, and if you really confide in somebody, whether it's clergy or just a friend, you know, there is help. You know, that's the good thing about it, because when a lot of people don't realize, and I speak to a lot of people, Emma, I speak to lots of people. And most mm-hmm. of the people that I speak to on a one-on-one are females that are having conflict with their significant others. You know?
Oh, yes, I hear a lot.
You know, and I'm sure you're a lady of wisdom, you're a woman of wisdom. You know, there's no pain that's worse than the pain of the opposite sex when you get hurt. You
yeah.
know? So, for instance, and I'm going to make this quick, I was getting some coffee yesterday at Dunkin' Donuts. The manager and I, we you know, I gave her some terrible results from the doctor that I got. And she looked at me like, wow, what are you going to do now? And I said, you know what, I'm just going to do what the doctor says and I'm going to, you know, straighten this out. She was like,
right.
well, I got to give you a lot of credit, you know. How did it get, do you mind how it got to this point? And I said, well, I would say about 2.5 years ago before I made a geographical move, I caught my wife having an affair. And that was my wife, and I fell into a big state of depression, a big
right.
state of depression where mm-hmm. I had to make a geographical. And she says, wow, that happened to me also. So it's like mm-hmm. depression is everywhere. It's just lingering. But just like the adversary, he's just roaming around, looking
mm-hmm.
around to see who's vulnerable. Oh, look at this one. She's brokenhearted
mm-hmm.
or he's brokenhearted. But then again, our Savior says, give me your broken heart. Give me your sorrow. I'll take that from you. You
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? I'll
mm-hmm.
take that from you. Give it to me. You know what I'm saying? In other words, in the infamous words of my pastor from Corona, Queens, Pastor Michael Durso, shout out to Pastor Durso, you know, he used to say, God would say, give it to me. I got this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a lot
yeah,
of people
you know
have a difficulty doing that.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. A lot of people say that, though. A lot of people be like, oh, you know, God help me or Allah help me or, you know, the universe help me. And then they're too busy trying to then, you know, work on their own things. Now, when you put this in a higher power, you give it to the higher power to take care of it, you can't also try to work on it. It's got to be one or the other. You let it go and you let God take care of it or your spiritual, you know, belief take care of it because it you just can't be interfering. You know,
oh,
you can't
no,
say, oh,
absolutely
God.
Not.
You can't interfere because then what you're saying is that you have no faith. You have
exactly.
no faith in whoever it is that you're asking to help you. Even if it's a friend. Like if you tell your friend, listen, you know, I need you to help me out. Can you just hear me out? And your friend is listening and gives you an advice or whatever, and you tell them, listen, I'm going to, you know, do what you say, and then you don't, and then you come back and speak to them again. It's like, okay, you're confusing me. Like, you asking me for help, but yet you're doing whatever you want. So you kind of have to also, too, keep yourself in order a little bit, you know?
Absolutely. This is what, it takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah, a lot of discipline with everything. I want to read out a couple of facts that I have real quick. Here are the facts about depression in women. In the U.S., about 15 million people experience depression each year. 15 million. That's serious. That's a serious number.
That's no
okay?
joke.
The majority of them are women. Unfortunately, near two-thirds of those women do not get the help they need. Depression in women is very common. In fact, women are twice as likely to develop clinical depression as men. And as many as one of every woman is likely to experience an episode of major depression at some point in their life. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now that was deep. That's
yeah.
that's
and
money
you know,
right there.
Yeah, because a lot has to do, let me read to you symptoms of depression in women. So it includes persistent, sad, anxious, or empty mood, loss of interest or pleasure in activities, including sex, restlessness, irritability, or excessive crying, feelings of guilt, worthlessness, helplessness, hopelessness, and I know I'm saying it wrong. Pessimist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. sleeping too much or too little, early morning awakening, appetite and or weight loss or overeating and weight gain, decreased energy, fatigue, feeling slowed down, thoughts of death or suicide attempts, difficulty concentrating, remembering, or making decisions, persistent physical symptoms that do not respond to treatment, such as headaches, digestive disorders, and chronic pain. So, it's serious, you know. Depression,
very.
Yeah, depression is serious. Depression goes from mental to physical. From mental
Absolutely.
To physical. Yeah, from mental
Absolutely.
To physical. So, you know, so I'm just asking everybody out there, if you're feeling some sort of depression, if you know someone is going through a depression, try to reach out to them just a little extra. You know, sometimes they need that. Maybe they need for you to bother them and give them that extra call, even if they ain't picking up the phone. Leave them a message and let them know, listen, I'm here for you. I'm also experiencing a little depressed. I know what it is. You want to talk about it, talk. You know, they may call you, but they may not call you, but it's good at least that they know that there's someone there if they want to make that move or that, you know, or that call, that there's someone on the other line that's willing to listen. A lot of people don't have that, and that's where they get stuck because they want to keep it to themselves, like, oh, I don't want nobody to laugh at me or, excuse me, or to, you know, or to throw that at me later on if, you know, if we argue or we break up, you know, for if it's in a relationship or not. But there are numerous hotlines for those in need. There's a, and I'm going to Google because I want to be able to give out some information even before we get off the air. So I'm going to Google right now, and I'm going to put in some, let me see. And anybody can do that. Same way that I'm doing it now. Hotline for
depression. You know, a good website for depression is Coping. Coping, COPING.org, you know, and it right there. It, I mean, they have it's a wide, it's very wide. All the topics there that you can click on and read up on. But mm-hmm. I tell you, Emma, you know, you're touching on a very very, very sensitive topic right now.
Yeah.
You know,
and very sensitive. Let me read out a number here. I found one. It's a 24/7 depression hotline. It's 1-800-668-6868. That number's pretty easy. 1-800-668-6868. Or you can just go to Google, put free hotlines for depression, free numbers. They'll give you a number, they'll give you a website, they'll even give you address to an address that's most close to you. Sometimes people feel more comfortable speaking to someone that they don't know because they don't feel like the other person is judging them because they don't know them. That's another problem. People don't like to speak to you know, sometimes friends that they know because they feel they're going to judge them or anything, you know, and the judging thing is also a situation. There's another number, USA National Suicide Hotline. They're 24 hours and 7 days a week, 1-800-SUICIDE. 1-800-SUICIDE, which is 1-800-784-2433. And it's 1-800-273-TALK, 1-800-273-8255. And, you know, these are just some numbers that you can just call in and speak to the other person on the other line. It don't necessarily have to be about suicide, but if you're feeling, you know, depressed to the point that you feel like you want to commit an act against someone else or yourself, please, I'm begging you, please make that call first. You know, make that call because regardless of whatever, we all have to pay consequences to whatever actions we take, whether we realize, you know, that we're doing them or not. So if we feel vulnerable and we feel in a state that we know we can kind of explode because it happens, let me tell you, the new mothers, the young mothers, the overwhelmed mothers, when your babies are crying, this happens so much, I can't even, when your babies are crying and your nerve level has gone up like to 100, if it's a baby that's still a carriage, put the baby in a carriage safely. Make sure that, you know, he's fastened safely. Walk into another room and stay there a good 3 or 5 minutes. Take a deep breath. Think of other thoughts, and then come back in the room and then deal with that child. Don't continue to stay there and scream and yell at your child, telling your child to be quiet. The child is not going to be quiet. You're just going to aggravate yourself more to the point that you can be able to harm your child, or maybe do the shake syndrome for your child and end up murdering your child, all because, you know, at that state you just, you know, lost it, because it happens that fast.
Absolutely. I couldn't concur with you anymore. I mean, you really broke it down. That's true talk.
It's interesting because I've been there. I've been there to the point that I'm like, oh, my God. And I just, you know, and I walk into another room like, okay. And I'll turn on the radio really loud, listen to a song, a music, something that will kind of change my mood, or sit down and read the Bible, something, whatever's going to tune me out. Open the window, take a walk, step outside for a minute, 2 or 3 minutes, and you step out. You're not being negligent to your child. You're actually being a help to the child, because if you're in that state and you can be able to commit a crime, step out 2 or 3 minutes and then come back in and then deal with your child again. If they're a little older, you know, ask them to sit down in front of TV, something, just walk away from them. If they're on the floor banging their head or whatever, leave them, walk away, take a deep breath, you know, have clear thoughts, and then come back and deal with the child, because that is so dangerous. I've seen it so much. It's just bananas. Tammy Feliciano says, I want to read out something Tammy Feliciano is saying. I got 3 more minutes to the show, unfortunately. They also have suicidal thoughts. Depression is a serious condition that can be conditioned. There are numerous hotlines for these in need, plenty of support groups. There are plenty of resources, including churches, where one can call or go to for help. Untreated depression and postpartum can lead to danger. So this is something that Tammy Feliciano on the Facebook wanted to make sure that I read out to everybody that was listening. I have 2 more minutes to the show, so I want to close up with a final thought. Ronnie, give me your final thought real quick before I go into mine.
My final thought on this is, look, if you're finding yourself in depression, you know, there's help out there. Like I said before, the first help is your higher power, but if you don't really, if you're losing your faith in that higher power, reach out to some friends. Please reach out to some friends. Please pick up that phone. Please try to push yourself, you know, and for those people who see their friends, if you're a true friend and you're seeing some different symptoms in your friend, different actions in your friend, approach your friend and say, is there anything I can do? Is everything okay? That's what we're all here for. All we got is us today. That's my final thought, Emma.
Thank you, Ronnie. You know, Ronnie, that right now as I'm listening to you talking and everybody just hitting me up and stuff on the Facebook and all that, because this is a serious topic that we're discussing. I planned only to do an hour show today because I didn't feel like talking much today. I'm gonna be honest. You know, I keep it real on my show.
Cool.
I didn't feel like talking a lot today because, like I said, I was experiencing some depression earlier, and I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna do an hour show, do my obligations, and then that's that. But in talking and listening to you, and in just, you know, reading the information, I'm going to push my own envelope, and I'm going to do my 2 hours like I'm supposed to do, and we're going on another hour right now. We're going on another hour. I'm not even going to end it like that, because the devil was smiling like, oh, look, and people are listening and tuning in, and now that's what she's going to tune out. Well, you know what?
That's when she's going to drop the ball.
Ha-ha. We're here another hour, Ronnie. How you like that?
Yeah, booyah.
Booyah. So I'm going to play... I'm going to play a little ha-ha by 950 Plus for the devil, and then we're coming back to continue to talk about depression. Give me a call,
347-267-7722.
Stay with me.
That's a lot of stuff that was here last year that ain't around this year. You can come up with a hit until you build a career.
Yeah. Straight laughing at that competition.
Why is that, friend?
Cause there is no competition.
I overstand.
Yeah, yeah. Ha, 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 ha. Ain't none before it, none after. I'm the one, it's disaster. And it's funny how your tears bring me laughter. I owe none, I'm as real as they all come. And your shots never harm when they coming from toy guns. Never offended, better check the credits, read the message, and accept it that you feasting for my seconds. You're sinister, so you flossing in that mirror, bruh. Just strap up, they fly hooks like chlamydia. Laughing at you bitches. I'm laughing at you niggas. We laughing at you bitches. Let's laugh at you bitches. Let's laugh at you bitches. I'm laughing at you niggas. We laughing at you bitches. I'm laughing at you niggas. It's not a moment I can slip in. Cowards be acting like they sincere. Balls in my words is usually my trip wear. I pin fear and invent tears. Resent cares, getting glares when you sitting on top of a king's chair. Florida, Florida, and brought your daughter. Have to give her brain up so much she be downing on the smart water. Used to be the hand moving, then your pants fluid. Now you in the pictures with the clowns looking damn foolish. Stupid. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha.
Yeah, ha ha ha, ha ha ha. That ha 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 definitely goes out to the devil, man. Trying to work my last nerve. Ronnie, you still with me?
I'm there with you.
All right, man. We're going to write this out, man. We definitely going to write this out. The topic is depression. We're talking about depression, symptoms of depression, and what do you do for your depression? You know, some people have different ideas and different thoughts, how they deal with it. Some people don't deal with it, and they think it's just going to go away. Like they close their eyes, or they'll go to sleep, or they'll sleep for 17 hours, and when they wake up, it's going to go away. Well, no, you know, depression doesn't just walk away or just doesn't swim away or skate away. You know, you have to work on it, and there's certain things that you need to do in order to, you know, to get rid of it. First and foremost is to find out the core of your depression. Like Ronnie had pointed out, there's different types of depression. depression doesn't stem from just one thing. You know, people could be depressed for all types of things, for the smallest things, from somebody actually dying to they couldn't buy a certain pair of shoes that they wanted for that day. I mean, people get depressed out of the most, you know, craziest thing. I may think someone, you know, that didn't buy the sneakers that they wanted is a small thing to me. But for someone that's experiencing that, like a young person, a young teenager, they didn't get the new Jordans and they get depressed. That's like something big for them. That's something major. They didn't get those $200 sneakers. Their friend got it. It goes to the point that they can actually steal, rob, fight. I mean, anything can happen. They'll go through a big depression because they didn't get those certain types of sneakers. So there's different types of depression, you know. And, again, we all have to find the root of our depression, the root of the problem. What is, you know, what is it that is causing us to have, you know, these feelings of depression? And then working on it. And working on that. Once we know, we're like, okay, we have identified the problem. It's like, okay, now that I know I'm depressed because of this, or because it's snowing too much, or because, you know, things are not going my way, or because my car got messed up, or whatever the millions of reasons that there is out there to be depressed about, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're always going to go through depression. Now, where do you go through the level that's where it's questionable. Because it can be, you know, a momentary thing. It could be one day or maybe just for that week. That's how you feel, and then that's it. It's gone. There's some people that live with this year after year after year. They actually have to take medication and all that to control those emotions and those, you know, those depressions that become, it kind of turns you like into another person almost, you know. There's chronic depression, you know, there's that light depression, there's depression that's got to be medicated, and there's depression that you actually as yourself can take care of it. Because the depression stems from the mind, and then it can become physical. You know, you can make yourself physically sick if you're that depressed. If you go into a state of a certain depression, you can actually make yourself physically sick. So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about depression. You know, you can hit me up on the Facebook, /MIE2K, and let me know how it is that you deal with your depression. Everybody, again, has their, you know, their different ways of handling it. There's not one right way or wrong way, you know. There's not one right or wrong way. If you read a book and that makes you feel good, then that's the right way for you. You know, if some people want to go run and jog 3 miles and that makes them feel good, then that's the right way for them. There is no right or wrong way, you know. But we can also give other people suggestions because maybe something I didn't think about, somebody could tell me, listen, try doing, you know, try painting a door or something. And I'm like, what? And then I do it, and it works. So, you know, it never hurts to give people suggestions, information. I always like to give, you know, the knowledge, and everybody else has to do the wisdom on it. You know, everybody individually has to do their own wisdom. I can only bring it, address it, talk about it, and everything else is really on the individual. You know, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make them drink. So, you know? So I think to me it's very important to talk about things that people don't like to talk about. And this is one of the major things. This is one of the major things, which is depression, the taboo. Ooh, nobody likes to say the big D word. Well, you know what? Depression. How about that? You know, there's nothing wrong with the word. Depression, you know? There's nothing wrong with the word, you know? The word is fine. It's us that are depressed. It's us that got to deal with it. You know, there's nothing wrong with the word. What's wrong with the word, you know? The word is just a word. So, Rodney, I know that I made you give your final thoughts, but do you still have anything in conclusion to keep adding on to this topic that we're discussing?
I would say that, at this point in time, like, parents should really, really, really keep an eye on their children. You know, as a parent, I would assume that every parent would want the best for their child, you know, a happy home, whatever the case may be. But, you know, sometimes that don't happen. It's not like that. But most of the time, you know, you can basically, you know, see, like, for instance, you know, I got some news that my she just turned 14. My 14-year-old niece is pregnant, and she's deciding to keep the child, you know, and that's killing my brother, you know, and, you really gotta keep in tap with the, you know, with the youth nowadays, man. I can't stress that more. You know, they're our future, and these young ladies, they have to be spoken to and told the real deal. I mean, we get caught up in this fast-paced world, in this fast-paced, chaotic world, that we don't stop, you know, when you have a two working parents, and, you know, we just come home and we help them with their homework a minute, but we don't stop to, like, say, you know, hey, sit down with me. How you doing? How are things going? You know what I mean? You know, like, you know, really get deep with your child. You know, you got to become a friend with your child before you become a parent. A lot of people think just because they give birth or because they're a father, whatever the case may be, whatever position you may hold, that you are a parent and so on and so forth. You know what? It's best to be a friend to your child, you know, that can confide in you instead of, you know, doing something else. Like, especially, this is something that I really, like, I'm totally against, is them, you know, seeking drugs, seeking something else that's going to make them feel, you know, or get them out of their own skin, you know, because then they may not be comfortable in their own skin. They may be a little bit overweight. They may have a complex behind that, but they don't know how beautiful they are inside, you know, so... Right. You know, it's better to be proactive than reactive, especially with our children. Or, you know, even if it's not your child, you know, if it's your friend's child and he or she is not noticing things because of their quote-unquote busy schedule, you know, you got to, like, call them out on it and say, hey, you know, is so-and-so is, you know... Is so-and-so okay? You know what I'm saying? I see a little, you know, strange behavior, you know, and you know, you really got to, like, look at things nowadays, because the bottom line is that each and every one of us in this world is going through some sort of battle, okay? Mm-hmm. And like I said before, all we have is each other, okay? Now, that's where a lot of people, you know, hearts get broken, because they realize, hey, you know, all right, I may, this is the only person I may have. A good friend of mine, his grandmother died. He considered her a mother, and he was raised, you know, in an Italian way where, you know, men do not cry. And he told me, Rod, you know, I can't let my emotions out. That's not what my grandfather taught me. I was like, you know what? Bullshit, man. You know, real men are the ones that cry, man. He finally broke down and said, you know, I love you, man. I love you. You're so, you know, you're far, but I can feel your love from here, and I don't know what I would do if it wasn't for you. You know what I'm saying? Because I just lost my mother. You know.
You know, that does happen. Not to cut you off, but that does happen a lot with the men, with the machismo thing. You know, with the grandfather, the father telling them, you know, men don't cry, real men don't cry. And so they harbor these feelings inside and explode in a whole different, you know, in a whole different way, as opposed to just let that out. If you need to just, you know, cry it out, cry it out, and then that's it. But it's so programmed in their mind, like, no, you don't show no feelings, you don't cry. And then it's bad for relationships, too, because, you know, you're not considerate to your partner in your relationship, because you're so emotionalist, you know, and you can't really be in a relationship not showing no emotion. You have to let that other person, your child, the partner you with, your lifetime partner, whatever it is, you know, you have to express emotion. Who wants to be with someone that has no emotion?
That's crazy. That's crazy. You know what? That's ludicrous, you know. To be, you know, to say that someone, you know, really, what? I'm sorry.
That's a lot of pressure too to carry around. Like, you know, any given moment, you maybe you felt like letting loose, and all of a sudden, in the back of your mind, here go your grandfather, your uncle, or somebody, you know, that kept on telling you, yo, men don't cry, men don't cry. And you got to stop yourself from feeling emotions, because all you hear that in the back of your head is saying, you know, oh, men don't cry, men don't cry. That's horrible. That right there alone is a cause for depression. Because you you know what I'm saying? Because you can't release, because it's in the back of your mind, someone reminding you, you know, you don't cry, don't cry. Shout out to Noel Gonzalez. He puts on the Facebook that he loves the show, and this is real talk. Yes, Noel, that's exactly what we try to do here, is always do real talk. And Joe Shock Lopez, who's also been IMing me and telling me some things, but every time I'm going to say something, Ronnie, you already cover it, so...
you know, let me give the floor. Let me just shut up for a little while. Let me fall back and let somebody else.
No, that's all good. But I just wanted to make sure that I shout him out so he knows that that we are you know, we're all in cahoots.
Yeah, we hear you, brother. We hear you.
Yes. Definitely. And he's laughing because he's on the check-in and he's hearing. So, Joe, you know, we all part of it. Just, you know, I love to speak to Ronnie because Ronnie, as you see, is just full of a lot of knowledge. You know, he's a gentleman that has a lot of wisdom. I love when he comes on the show because he covers a lot of stuff. You know, he covers a lot of stuff, which is the main thing why I do the show. I don't want people just to get on the Ustream and look at me and or just listen. I mean, that's great. I love people to listen. Don't get it twisted. But I also love people that, you know, take on to call and to actually speak and voice their opinion, because that's what it's about. I don't want people just to hear my opinion on certain things. I mean, of course, I got my own. I could be here 2 hours talking about, you know, my side of the story. But I want to hear other people, how other people think, because that usually helps me too. Sometimes I change my own way of thinking, and sometimes I stay firm in the way that
I think, depending on
what other people have to say. So, you know, it's always a good thing. Don't be afraid. Call in 347-826-7722 and voice your opinion as well. There's nothing wrong. We don't bite here. This is a forum of respect. People comment, you know, respect. Otherwise, I got my security, which is my really button. If you get a little funny, I'll release your ass.
Too funny.
You know, you got to stay to the topic or you at it. So in saying that, we're going to go into, you know, let's take a little breather. Me and Ronnie are like soaking up a storm. So let me look. Okay. All I want to do, you know, we can't go wrong with that, right, Miguel?
Yeah, no, that's good. Okay. That's what's up.
I never thought I'd see the day that you my own girl. Now I'm stuck here hollering at old girl. Got one, got two, three, four, girl. Shotgun in a drop, made a right. Hut one, hut two, told him, take a hike. Then it's on to the next, on to the next one. Hard to move on when you always regret one.
girl, who I'm kidding, still sick, real ish. All my new seem to get old real quick. Hey, could it be you everything that this plain couldn't be? Is it a sign from the Lord that I shouldn't be? Lost in the playaway, so they get hold of me. Got me on layaway, girl, you got a hold on me. I say I'm wrong, you say come again. Damn, said I was wrong, look, don't rub it in. I got a lot on my mind, got a flock full of dimes, like a line full of hula. How they coming in? Just saying, don't wanna have me, then somebody will. I'm playing, weight on my chest like I body build. I'm praying, you ain't content with trying to do your thing. And come back, baby, boomerang, rang.
Adult depression, children depression, just all around depression. I want to read something out to you. Ronnie, you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay, I want to read out something. What can parents and other adults do if they suspect a child may have depression? Know the warning signs for depression and note the duration, frequency, and severity of troubling behavior. That's very important. Get accurate information from libraries, hotlines, and internet and other sources. Take the child to see a mental health professional or doctor for evaluation and diagnosis if he or she is exhibiting several of the warning signs. The elevation may include psychological testing, laboratory tests, and consultation with other specialists. Ask questions about treatments and services. A comprehensive treatment plan may include psychotherapy, ongoing evaluation, and in some cases, medication. Ultimately, the treatment plan is developed with the family and, whenever possible, the child. Talk to other families in your community or find a family network organization. And, you know, those are some of the suggestions for parents and adults that suspect a child may have depression or is experiencing depression.
Yeah, that's some good stuff. I couldn't. That was hot. That was hot. You know, and if I may add, you know, a lot of people right now, due to the recession, fell into depression. You know, and a lot of the families are obviously not created equal, at least not in this recession. And as we were on our break, you know, I took a recent study of the shows that, you know, rates of unemployment among the lowest income families are 30.8%. while the high-income families have an unemployment rate of only 3.2%.
Wow.
Know, for so for our most, you know, vulnerable families, these unemployed rates, you know, rival those during this Great Depression, you know, because that's what it turns into. You know, if you remember, you know, when we had that recession many, you know, decades ago, when we weren't even born, it wasn't called the Great Recession. It was called the Great Depression.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
absolutely right.
You know,
even
because
now,
of oh yeah.
Even now, they titled it that. Even now, they had titled it that. The you know, we're going into another depression. You know, instead of recession, we're going to another depression. So yeah, even now.
I heard something very disturbing today. Do you know that our country may be within the next 2 years in a food crisis? Okay, because a lot of things, a lot of strange things are happening. People, please hear us. You know, birds are falling out of the sky. People are dying and they don't know why. You know,
millions of fishes are coming out the water.
You know, cancerous fish, you know, so on and so forth. I mean, really, you got to stop, look, and listen, you know. And adding to the crisis, you know, if Congress does not take action to extend unemployment benefits, you know, state employment insurance offices will need to start eliminating benefits for millions of Americans. That's going to be deep, you know.
Well, it's already happening. It's already happening. Excuse me. It was estimated that by January now, already like 2 million people were going to be off for unemployment.
There you go.
And February is going up to 4 million. By February, there'll be 4 million off for unemployment.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Unbelievable. And unemployment insurance is supposed to be a lifeline for millions of families most in need and support, you know, economic recovery for all of us. You know, without unemployment insurance, most homes will be lost to foreclosures. You know, the bringing down of the value of homes, less money will flow through the communities, and families, you know, in need will have to find other supports. You know, so the downward cycle hampers the economical recovery that will bring jobs and economic security to all of us. But see, if we're not going to be part of the solution, please don't be part of the problem. You know, act up, man. We have a voice. You know,
exactly.
Our higher power gave us a tongue. He gave us a mind. He gave us a heart. He gave us a soul, spirit. You got to speak up. Tell your Congress to act now to make sure that millions of our most vulnerable families have access to unemployment insurance benefits that will keep them in their homes and able to continue looking for work and caring for their children. And I suggest this. Go ahead.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny in you saying that, you know, is it simple? Because it's very simple. We all find time to get on Facebook. You know how many millions of people are on Facebook alone that will log in just to say that they're cooking or they're watching TV or they're, you know, the time that they get in on their Facebook or on their Twitter or whatever to log in to say or to look to see what somebody else is doing or look at their pictures, that same amount of time you can be calling your Congress people, you can be emailing them, going to their website, and leaving them your opinion and your voice. Imagine if all of us was to do that. Imagine that. Would that be a change? I think so.
Imagine that. I would believe so. I would believe there would be a massive change. And, you know, there's a website, especially for mothers. You can go into momrising.democracyinaction.org. That's momsrising.democracyinaction.org. And you can speak your voice right there online to Congress. Please, do so. You don't even have to leave your house. I mean, if you shop online, if you shop online, 102 Stress Your Voice Online. If you, you know, excuse my language, people, but if you bullshit, you know, 8 hours a day on Facebook, you know, hey, give a half hour, 30 minutes, man. You know, shout out to Congress and say, you know, this is how I feel. This is, you know, I'm speaking up as a citizen. You know what I mean? Because
it affects all of us, even those that are that have jobs right now. Everybody's a paycheck away, a paycheck or a decision away from being where everybody else is at, which is losing their job or being unemployment or losing unemployment as well. So when you in that position, wouldn't you want somebody to be, you know, active? So why don't you be active for someone else? I mean, because this world only goes around. It goes around. So eventually you will be in the position that, you know, people are in now. Everything that goes up comes down. Not everything stays up. So do you want when you come down, you want to fall on something soft or you want to fall on something hard? Hey, yo, no homo, you know?
That's what's up. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Put that in your pipe and smoke it for this evening. You know, I mean, for real. You know, we're not down with FCC. So, you know, I mean, for real.
We're
down
with the truth, man. The truth is
the truth. The truth. There you go. The truth.
Yes. Like you posted the other day, it said telling the truth and making someone cry is better than telling a lie and making someone smile. And you know, I have to take that real quick and post it.
I know you just. Hey, it's all right to be a copycat as long as you're copying from the right cat. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then I added, the truth is never a pretty thing, but it is what it is, and it doesn't need anything to support it.
There you go.
So, and in that, I want to read out this also this little bit. Depression is more than just feeling blue or having a bad day, and it's different from feelings of grief or sorrow that follow a major loss, such as a death in the family. It's not a personal weakness or character flaw. Children and teens with clinical depression cannot simply snap out of it. Depression is a serious health problem that affects feelings, thoughts, and actions, and can appear as a physical illness. As many as 1 in 18 and 1 in 33 children have clinical depression. Fortunately, depression is in youth is treatable. So, just wanted to add that as well.
There you go. I mean, no. That was good money right there, you know, because, I mean, people have to know that there is help out there. You are not helpless, people. Look, I know, you know, you're caught up with your Facebook and your Twitter and you're so on and you're so forth. But you know what? The internet can be used for other things. You know, I mean, the internet can be used for some real positive stuff. You know, I mean, you know, you'd be surprised what you could do with the internet. If you knew what I knew, you know, and I would love to share, but this ain't the topic right now. The topic is depression. And, you know, a person that was, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Let me go into Joe Shock Lopez and read what he wrote. Okay, he says, sometimes the symptoms are there, but we can't see them. Others point it out to us. Give it a listen. It won't hurt. Sometimes it's kids. They are normal at home and express their depression around their friends. And we think every time everything is fine, look out for that. The recession is crazy. Have faith in God. Things will turn around. It can't get any worse. Well, Joe, actually, it could.
Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, sorry about
but it
that.
Can.
You know, actually, yeah, it could. It really could. Because even in when they say you can't go any further than the floor. No, you can't, but then once, you know, you can also slam your head on the floor once you're there, and that's worse. So it's always something worse. There is. I'm sorry. I want to agree with you that it can't get any worse, but I can't because I know better. So I can't do that. But you know, but we just try not to it get that bad. You know what I mean? I'm gonna take another musical break.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good to me. Before I do, Joe answered back. Damn. Then it's bad.
Yeah. We feel you, Joe.
So I'm gonna take another musical break, and I'm gonna hit you with some Babyface. When Can I See You?
All right.
When does the pain never end? And when do the tears stop from running over? When does you get over it begin? I hear what you're saying, but I swear that's not making sense. So when
about depression. Depression happens to be a hot topic for today, and we've been going really in the paint. You know, we've been giving a lot of information, 800 numbers, websites, just a lot of literature that people can be able to take it and hopefully do something with it. You know, once they are able to diagnose for themselves or actually get professional help to diagnose the state of depression that their family member or they themselves may be in. So the topic is depression. And as Ronnie had pointed out, you know, depression comes in all shapes and sizes, and it's a whole list of different reasons why we can experience depression. Some are voluntarily, and some are just, you know, things that may happen, such as a death in our family, or just things not going our way and stuff like that. So, you know, I have read something earlier that actually, you know, because I love it when I learn, you know, when I learn myself, when I start reading things. It said here, I was reading something earlier which said that depression is more than just feeling blue or having a bad day. You know, earlier I was saying, oh, you can be experiencing having a bad day. And it's saying here depression is more than just that. Oh, I'm feeling blue or having a bad day. And it's different from feelings of grief or sorrow that follow a major loss, such as death in a family. It's not a personal weakness or a character flaw. Children and teens with clinical depression cannot simply snap out of it. You know, there's a lot of parents, they're like, oh, he says he's depressed. Well, get over it, you know, or snap out of it, or, okay, that's it, you know, that's enough. So they don't have no control when they have when they're experiencing depression. If someone tells you they're depressed, take that very seriously. Don't just think that they're just, you know, saying that. Now, there are cases that people use that, like they use everything else very loosely. You know, there's a lot of people that use that very loosely. Oh, I'm so depressed, I'm depressed. And then, you know, and it just becomes then like a broken record. Not to say that we shouldn't still, you know, address whoever's actually saying they're depressed. But sometimes people take it just a little, you know what I mean?
They can too
just
far.
Be having a bad day to talk about his depression, you know?
Absolutely.
So be careful. Don't use the word around depression loosely like that. Like it's just like you just want to throw it around. Oh, you know what? I'm depressed. Or I was depressed. Or that shit depressed me or whatever.
Yeah. Just like they throw around the word love.
Exactly. And we're not even going to go there because that's definitely another topic. That's another topic because that right there is depressing.
Leave it to me, right?
Oh my God, that's the funniest. I needed that laugh, by the way.
It's okay.
Oh my God, Ronnie was making me make a left just now. Okay, I'm back. So we're going to stay to the topic. Oh, Lord. Which is a topic that is taboo, and a lot of people do not like discussing it. I don't think this is a topic that anybody wants or voluntarily wants to discuss. Who wants to talk about depression? Nobody wants to talk about it. But I feel we still must. We still need to. Such as the topic of cancer, diabetes, AIDS. You know, those are things that people do not want to talk about, do not want to discuss, do not want to hear. But you know what? It's here, and we're living with it, you know? So we need to be talking about these things. I want to do a lot of real talk. It's the reason, main reason why I did the show. You know, real talk, real life. You know what I'm saying? You know, things that happen that's happening in our life, and it's real, and we need to deal with it. Let's stop being so ignorant, and let's stop allowing so many things to happen right in front of our eyes, and you know, and like we're not seeing what's going on, or not acknowledging, or not a part of the world. You know? So with that being said, if you are included and you live in the world, then, you know, then to you to participate, you know, in these conversations that we have, you know, and this discussions that we have, you know? So I wanted to read something else out. Which was, which, you know, I want to give out as much information as possible about this situation. Any mental health facility that you have, you know, around you, around where you, you know, where you reside and stuff like that, make sure that you get their number or their website, because if you yourself is not using those services, then someone else, you can be able to give the information to someone else that can use it, and that's very important. So make sure you do the Google, or you can dial 311. 311 is also key that you can, whatever state that you're in. I know the state of Philadelphia, the state of New York City has the 311. You can dial 311, and you can ask just about any question. It's almost like a Google, but over the phone. Ask any question, any 1-800 number or any main number, and they will give it to you. And, you know, hold that information. Write that down on a piece of paper. Pass it down to somebody that you feel that that may need it, that may put it to good use, you know. You know, put in a card. I'm thinking about you. You can mail that to somebody. You know, mail a card. Hey, I'm thinking about you, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And just add that number in there. You never know. You never know. Maybe they just didn't dare ask, you know. And you already, you know, fed them that information. So
absolutely.
I want to read out something quick that my trainer Lou has posted. And it says, "If I were to die tomorrow, what would you say to me today?" And that's pretty deep. That's pretty deep. I've seen on Facebook people kind of putting that on their thing, like, you know, tell me what. Yeah, tell me what you think about me, like. Because a lot of people wait, it's true, a lot of people wait, not wait, but, you know, like, after someone passes away or they're not around, because they don't necessarily have to be if someone died, but they could have moved or changed their number or something, and you had, you know, certain things to tell them, and you kind of lost the moment, you know? That's another reason to get depressed about. People that have a lot of things holding inside and weren't able to relate to somebody, how they felt about something. You know, I know some friends that that have experienced depression because of that. They weren't able to tell a family member, excuse me, they weren't able to tell a family member or a loved one, you know, just those simple words that they love them. They live
right.
with that.
Right.
So you don't have those regrets, you know, anytime you do get a chance to tell someone that you really care about, that you love them. Or it don't have to be love. You can actually tell someone, you know what, I really like you, or I really respect you. You know, I really have a lot of respect for you, or I look up to you, or whatever. It don't necessarily have to be love, or that you just, you know what I'm saying, that you want to have, you know, have your way with them. You can respect them for their opinions, or, you know, for the things that they do, or the or what they contribute. Your life or other people's lives that you know. So you can also do that. I have to mute you real quick, Ronnie, because you have something going on in the back. So I have to mute you real quick, which is no biggie. I'm going to go into actually some music. I got 10 more minutes to end the show. And let me see what I play now. Let me see. I got 10 minutes of the show, and I'm going to play... I want to get out, you know, all I see is like an emotional stuff here. I don't really want to do that. Oh, you know what? I'm going to give you some Christina Aguilera. Beautiful. Because I think everyone's beautiful.
Every day is so wonderful.
Yeah, so don't you bring me down. I'm not going to allow you to bring me down, you devil. You, the devil is a liar. You are a liar. And, you know, you did your best today. You gave me 1-2 today. You did, that you did. But I could take that. I could take that and more. Bring it. Bring it. You know, I'm not going to fold just because of some little uppercuts. You know, I've gone through worse in my life. And I'm going to keep on fighting the good fight. We're talking about depression. The topic today is depression. It's a serious topic. Nobody, of course, wants to talk about it. We've been really getting it in, giving out information. Rodney, you still on the line with me?
I'm still here. You remind me of the woman in the mirror. There's a poem about women in the mirror. You know, and if you don't mind, if I share it, you know.
Okay, I got 4 minutes to end the show. Will you do it like in 3 minutes, or that's a longer poem?
A woman in the mirror, and she's a girl who's staring back at me. I don't know who she is, because she's not the girl I want to be. She puts a smile on while she's inside, she's falling apart. She says, I'm okay, as pain fills her heart. She pretends not to care as everyone slowly walks away. She hides behind her mask and pretends to be okay. She's scared to open up and call someone her best friend. They all turn out the same and never really care in the end. You know, that's kind of deep. That's kind of deep because, you know, everybody needs somebody. You know, everybody needs somebody. You know, and I don't care if it's the show or not. You can hit me up. Look, my number is 516-429-9808. You can always hit me up, you know, or just hit me up on Facebook. You know, Emma, you know, you can always talk to me. I mean, because this is a deep topic.
It's always the people you least suspect that always end up being there for you. And you know what? I'm going to give you some of this, Rodney, for giving out your number and reaching out. If more people did that, I think we'll be in a better world. You actually put your number out there for everyone and for those that need it, and that's big. And I just wanted to give you some of that Lush Radio love.
Thank you. I felt it. I felt it all the way in NYC.
Good, good. That was the whole point of it. Now, I got 2 more minutes to the show, so I want to wrap it up by saying definitely thank you, Rodney. Rodney, you kind of co-hosted with me today.
No doubt. Yeah, it kind of felt like, you know, a little partnership there for a minute.
I want to give a shout out to my co-host, Rodney, who held it down with me today.
No doubt.
Real Talk, Real Life with Emma E2K and Rodney. The topic for today was depression. We got in. We really went in. Thank you, everybody, who hit me up on the Facebook, on the Twitter, as they called in. We appreciate everybody's opinion. Not one answer was the correct or wrong answer. Everybody is feel free to call in or email your opinions. I welcome that. Actually, that's what the show is about. We talk about it, and we throw ideas around. You are beautiful in your own right, you know. Don't let that devil is a liar. Don't let that devil interfere in your life. When you got good things going, you know, be blessed, because there's a lot of people that definitely have it worse than you. Joe, sorry, but things can always be worse. So we always try to reach out to make things better. God bless everyone. You know, stay true to yourself. Check me out tomorrow at 8 o'clock. In time here, I'm going to do my Latin Sundays. There's a world premiere tomorrow, Latin Sunday.
Oh, uh-oh.
8 o'clock. Rodney, I expect you tomorrow.
I got you.
That was up. So I'll see you tomorrow. Be everybody okay. Stay blessed and have a beautiful, beautiful long weekend. And happy Martin Luther King, whoever's celebrating and whoever is not. He had a dream. And, you know, and he lived his dream. God bless him and his dream, him and his family, and everyone. Bless, love, peace, and hair grease. We out.
Peace.